Children in residential care already have a much tougher life than many kids in loving families. Children living in residential care centres are among the most vulnerable in the community because they are deemed too unstable to be housed with a family. A shocking report revealed that 1 in 10 kids in residential care homes across the state were sexually abused in a single year. A Royal Commission received a staggering 1,200 reports of alleged sexual abuse over the last two financial years. Many of these reports were not followed up. There have been accusations that social service departments are failing in their duty of care. So just how can such horrific stats exist, and what more can be done to prevent it from happening? Cody Shanahan joins us. He's from Create, an organisation that stands up for young people who don't have a voice in the system. Cody, how are you doing this morning?
Not too bad, Mitch. Yourself?
Yeah, I'm very well, thank you for asking. So for those who don't know, what's the difference between a foster child and a child living in residential care?
So technically, they're almost the same thing. However, a foster child lives in a family that's loving, caring, is supposed to have a stable environment. So it's supposed to represent what they're supposed to have.
Yep.
In residential care, it's more of a formal setting where there's only one guardian that looks after a whole series of buildings, like a refuge or boarding school. And each child gets a dorm, and there's no loving family environment there, and they're whacked in with complete strangers that they don't even know, and it's always constantly changing who comes in, who comes out, so it's completely unstable.
So are they, children who are in situations like that, are they waiting to be taken or waiting for a family to take them in kind of thing, or are they, will they ever be with a family? Or
it depends. Each child has different circumstances. Usually it is the case where if they can't find a placement, agencies can't find a placement, yeah, they will try and put them in one of these homes. However, at the same time, there's also a view amongst young people that agencies just put them in those homes because they cannot be bothered to do the groundwork to find a loving and caring home. Mm-hmm. They just can't be bothered to go through the paperwork. It is a long process, and that's a view that is increasing, unfortunately.
So just how sort of big, I guess, is the issue, and how many residential care centres or facilities exist across the state?
It's a massive issue. I can't tell you off my head how many residential care facilities we've got, but there are stacks of them in the state, all under different agency brands, names, and there's more that pop up all the time. So it's hard to keep up, unfortunately, with this.
So these are pretty shocking statistics, and this report, I mean, shocked a lot of people, myself included. So why do you think abuse is so rife in these centres compared to, say, foster children living with families?
From my personal view, it comes down to stability and the environment that children are in. If you're in a safe and stable environment, such as a foster family, or you've got carers that love you, the chances are that you will not be sexually abused. If you're put into a vulnerable situation, you're alone, you don't know who other people are, and you've got a carer that doesn't really care, unfortunately, chances are that something like this is going to happen. And, you know, 1,200 and more, those cases that you just mentioned in the intro, there's more than that. I can tell you that now. That's only just some of the things that are starting to come forward. Mm. And it's terrible, in my opinion, that this has to happen. So it's down to vulnerability. It's down to the environment that kids are in and the stability of that environment.
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, one person responsible for a whole facility or a whole bunch of kids and people in these centres. I mean, how well are they monitored? How well are they kind of screened, I guess, for that role?
Well, other than university training, and they've probably had caseworker experience or some form of social service experience, it's hard to say because they keep that all quiet, so you don't know. You could have a complete stranger in one of these homes that isn't trained. You don't know, unfortunately, and I can't really answer that 100%, I'm afraid.
And part of what came out in this report was that some residential centres have been provided with survival kits. What are they, and why were they given these sorts of things?
Unfortunately, this comes down to this shocking report, and these survival kits are there to provide condoms for people who have been sexually abused. To me, this is a massive cover-up, and to a lot of people, including the organisation I work for, this is a massive cover-up. And the question is, well, why is this happening? Why are you just providing condoms in these survival kits when another form of action needs to be taken? Is it the easiest option just to go to the supermarket or go to a supplier and buy condoms and just say, oh, here you go, keep your mouth shut, we've got these will keep you safe while this sexually abuse is happening. Meanwhile, you forget that the trauma and the experience of being sexually abused by a kid, unfortunately, who was victim of this, that sticks with them for the rest of their lives. It's not good enough, and more needs to be done about it.
Yeah, really, it's quite an interesting, I guess, approach to the problem. So, I mean, there's still a lot to come from this report, excuse me. And just wanted to finish on this question, Cody. I mean, you are a product of the foster system. You've been part of a foster, loving foster family for many, many years. Easter and public holidays can be a lonely time for those in foster or in residential care. What would you say to those who may not have a loving family this long weekend?
Oh, I'll try not to get emotional here. Sorry. I just say to them, there's always love and hope in the world out there. It is not your fault where you are. It is the system's fault. You've done nothing wrong. And I will say that from the bottom of my heart, because I've gone out on road trips and I've met people on the ground who tell me all these horrific things. And just keep at it in life and stay strong. Don't think that you're a failure because you're in the situation that you are in now. You do belong in this world. You do have a purpose. And as hard as it is, when you grow up, hopefully you find that determination and strength in yourself to push forward in life and be successful.
Yeah, that's a really nice message, Cody, from Create. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
You're welcome, Mitch.
We'll hear from you later on this morning.
That's it.